PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. For this, the 7th of January, the 7th of January, 2018. Yes, we are in the new year, 7 days into the new year. And I suppose that's ample time for people to get over their hangovers from the 31st of December, or 1st of January, depending on what you were doing at the time. For some of us, however, it's a period to get over a cold. Actually, just a few days ago, I thought that we would have to run one of our emergency backup programs because on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, I got a very nasty cold, and then on Tuesday this past week, I don't know how it sounds to you, but I still have sinuses that are clogged like the most polluted river in the world. Not a very good analogy there, but I think you get the general idea. So I'm a little bit better today, a little bit more aware today, because the medicine that I was prescribed by the doctor was keeping me rather happy, shall we say. And also because I needed to do other work as well. And to be perfectly honest, I don't know how I made it through. So the medicine seemed to be working fine. But he said to me, he said, "You'll be fine, but you have to take care because it could come back with a vengeance." Which, knock on wood, except there isn't any wood around me except for my head. So I'll knock on that. 1, 2, 3. Hopefully it will. Well, I hope it won't come back. Anyway, nice to have you with us for the first show for 2018. And it is a nice day today for us anyway, because the rain that we did have kind of stopped. So we've had beautiful, sunny, pre-summer weather, even though summer is a few months away. But this puts everybody in an absolutely good mood after the dreadful weather that we had. So everybody is smiling. You go in the streets, everybody is happy. Everybody is happy here in the office. The newsroom is like, "Oh, we should open the windows and let the sun shine in and let the pollution in as well." No, there isn't any pollution, actually. I'm just joking about that one. But anyway, nice to have you with us. Let's begin with, well, a nice piece of happy music on this happy occasion for the today's program, the 7th of January, 2018, the Dutch Swing College Band and Running Wild. We'll be right back. the Dutch Swing College Band with Running Wild, a recording that wasn't made for commercial release, but actually was recorded for Radio Norte, pirate radio, and was used inside a cigarette commercial. They eventually did release them a number of years ago, a whole bunch of DSC recordings made in the 50s and 60s that were for Dutch radio and Dutch pirate radio, and that just happens to be one of them. Anyway, nice to have you with us today, and when selecting today's music, I decided to keep everything very up-tempo, light, and happy, because, well, it's the first show of 2018. Also, like I said, hopefully the weather where you are is as spectacular as here. We are today in studio number one, which is a studio that we don't often very use, because this is a studio that we use for our French program. But the other studio is out of commission, so we are using this one. And this one actually has a much nicer view from the window than the one that we normally use. Now, if I look out the window at this very moment, I can see the Yuanming Mountains, which is probably maybe 15, it's about 15 kilometers away. And very, very high mountains. In fact, not too long ago, when we had a bit of a cold snap, I know some people are saying, what, cold snap, Taiwan? I mean, how cold does it get? You would be shocked. You would be shocked. Yes, it was freezing at 12 degrees centigrade. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, and it isn't very cold. But if you go to the mountains, the altitude is high enough that there will be some snow. And I remember a few weeks ago, when we had this cold snap, everybody was coming in here to look at the snow on the mountains, which is very rare. It is very rare. We do have mountains in central Taiwan where people actually, I know, it sounds very funny, go snowboarding and skiing. Mind you, they can only do this maybe once a year, twice a year, for a period of about a month or 2 months before it all goes away. So we came here to actually look at the snow on the mountains, in the Yuanming Mountains, and then it made me think of a few years ago. I was walking in the afternoon to a cafe not far from where our studios are. It's only about a 10-minute walk, and actually snow started to fall, but it was a weird snow. I know that there's places around the world right now that are getting centimeters and centimeters, and in some places meters and meters of snow, but here it wasn't anything like that. It was like a few flakes for maybe 10 minutes, but as soon as it got close enough to the ground, it all melted. And I think that was a few years ago. Yeah, it was a few years ago now, and I think it was the first time in something like 60 years that happened. But yeah, seeing snow on top of the mountains here is not a very rare occurrence. It does happen every few years. And it is rather interesting because of where Taiwan is situated. Not many people have, I don't even think you can buy because I've never looked into it, but not many people have snow tires or snow chains in their cars. So you see a lot of cars sliding about in the mountains. No serious accidents, just little, as they say, fender benders. You know, actually, that's actually a good point. I should look into that one day because I've never seen snow tires here. One of my motorcycles, which is a BMW R75, which also has a sidecar, that one actually has winter tires. I have winter tires for them. I've never used them in Taiwan. But a number of years ago when I was driving that motorcycle in Tibet and Eastern Russia, I did put the snow tires on. Which, of course, is very, when the road is flat, it's very, a very, very odd driving experience. That's the only thing I can say. But here in Taiwan, I've never seen snow tires anywhere. But I'm just curious, because if they do, if there's one auto shop that does have snow tires, I am very interested in asking them the question, who do you sell them to? Considering that maybe you'll get snow in the mountains a long way from the city for 12 hours a year, or 12 hours once every 2 or 3 years. You know, But considering that you can find anything here, it wouldn't really surprise me. Now, let's have a little bit of happy music, and appropriately, that's exactly what it's called, James Last and his band. Music there performed by James Last and his band. I don't know if this has ever happened to anybody else, but sometimes maybe there is a television series that was on a very long time ago, and you remember watching it, but you remember maybe some things about it. And it was a BBC television series, which later went on to Thames Television. It was called The Goodies, with Tim Brooke Taylor, Bill Oddie, and the other chap whose name I can't remember. And it was a very kind of sketch program, but with storylines at the same time. It was very, very funny. And I remember some bits and pieces from many of the episodes. But there's one episode that I remember very well, and I think it's because it's a subject that I've always been interested in, and that, of course, is communications and media. And it was in one episode of The Goodies, where they decided to start a pirate radio station called Radio Goodies. And the episode is for the 1970s, and it's sort of based around the idea of stations like Radio Caroline or Radio Swinging London and others. The only difference with this pirate radio station is that it wasn't on a ship. No, it wasn't on a ship. There was a boat in the middle of nowhere, and like a submarine, you open a hatch and you go down, and it was in the sea. And the episode was made at the time when the post office was in charge of licensing television stations. People may remember a time not too long ago in my terms, but there was a time when in Europe and in other countries, it was the post office that was in charge of communications. And in this episode, they didn't just start a pirate radio station, but they also started a pirate postal service. Now, what was funny about Radio Goodies is that it was a pirate radio station, but they only had one record. And I actually found a copy of the version that was used in that program. Cyril Ardanel, yes, with... Imagine a radio station that would just play this 24/7. It would drive you bonkers, I suppose. A Walk in the Black Forest, paying tribute to the trio of the goodies. Yes, I suppose that could drive you absolutely bonkers, having a radio station only playing that one piece of music. But as I mentioned before, a number of years ago, many years ago, a friend of mine who is from Missoula, Montana in the United States, told me about a radio station that back in the 60s decided to play for 2 weeks nothing but Petula Clark music. I didn't even know there were that many Petula Clark songs, but nevertheless, they did that. And she told me later on that she now has a total distaste for Petula Clark because of that. And I remember back in 1991, I was doing a morning program very early in the morning, and she was on newsroom duty, and she walked by the studio door, which was open, and... heard a Petula Clark song and made this face, like, ugh, you know? And that's how I found out about the story. Funny to do that. I think we should do that on the Happy Station Show one day. We can play one song, and it could be the most annoying song of all time. I wonder what that could be. Would be fun. A fun idea to do. Anyway. Time for some more happy music right now. It's a medley of songs performed by Kurt Edelhagen and his orchestra, playing La Banda, Brazil, and La Bamba. A medley of well-known songs there performed by Kurt Edelhagen and his orchestra. Something that I have always been a fan of is comedy recordings. I have quite a few of them. And one of my favorite of all time is one that I had forgotten about until Tom reminded me quite some time ago, called You Don't Have to Be Jewish. And there was another album that they released after that called, what was the title again? When You're in Love, You're Jewish, or You're Jewish When You're in Love. It's by the same crew, same writers, same performers. And it is absolutely fantastic. Now, the performers of You Don't Have to Be Jewish were, except for the ones that are still alive, some of the best Yiddish comedy theater reporters from New York. And we're going to listen now to a couple of little classic sketches from the original recording of You Don't Have to Be Jewish, beginning with Frank Gallup introducing something about a very precious stone.
The diamond.
It's a very nice flight, isn't it?
Very nice.
By the way, I can't help but admire that fabulous diamond ring you are wearing.
Oh, thank you.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's 40 carats. It's the famous Plotnik diamond.
The Plotnik diamond? Forgive my ignorance, but I'm not familiar with it.
Well, between the Star of India and the Hope diamond is the Plotnik diamond.
I never knew. You know, I would give anything to own a diamond like that.
Oh, believe me, you wouldn't want it. Along with this diamond comes a case. The Plotnik case.
The Plotnik curse. Isn't that romantic?
Not so romantic. If you knew what kind of a case goes along with it, it's terrible.
What is the curse that goes along with it?
Mr. Plotnik.
Quickies, the astronaut.
Isn't that wonderful, Mama? That White and McDivitt went around the world 62 times.
A big deal. If you got money, you can travel.
The school.
All right, children. Now we will play a game of association. As I call on each of you, just say the first thing that comes to your mind. Billy Davis.
My daddy's sending me to camp this summer.
Good. Now, Alice Thompson.
I like to play with dolls best.
All right, Alice. And now, Jack Adelstein.
I pledge $1,000.
Some wonderful moments from the original recording of You Don't Have to Be Jewish. What's interesting about it, even though it is in front of a live audience, it wasn't recorded in a theater or in a nightclub. It was recorded at Columbia Records' 30th Street New Studio in New York City. And they would invite the audience into the studio and record it there. And the second one, the second album, we will play something from it when I dig it up, because there's a couple of really funny songs on it. One of my favorite songs is Things Might Have Been Different. And Who Knew That Steve McQueen Was Jewish? That's all I will say. Speaking of Jewish, we're now going to have a little bit of a Jewish singer. Well, she is Jewish, but she's not known for singing Jewish songs, or she wasn't known for singing Jewish songs. It's the British pop singer from the 1960s, Helen Shapiro, who was a guest on our program a couple of years ago. And this is from a new compilation of songs that also includes the chit-chat before the recording session took place. Here she is with Nori Paramore and A Dozen Other Boys.
That was my fault, I'm sorry.
And what's the funny is, Take five.
No. I'm scared I'll let the other dozen go.
A dozen other boys just love me so. The other dozen go. A dozen other boys kissed me before, but since your lips kissed mine, whoops, I've been begging you for more and more. A girl knows the boy she dreams of when her eyes first see him, and you're the boy I'm born to love. No one else could be him. A dozen other boys can't make one you. You do things to my heart, whoops, that the other dozen boys can't do.
A dozen other boys,
they just love me so.
Your love is all I need.
Whoops, gotta let the other dozen go. Kissed me before. Whoops, I've been begging you for more and more. A girl knows the boy she dreams of when her eyes first see him, and you're the boy I'm born to love. No one else could be him. A dozen other boys can't make one you. My heart, oh, whoops, that the other dozen boys can't do. A dozen other boys, a dozen other boys, a dozen other boys.
Helen Shapiro and a dozen other boys here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now, we have been uploading a number of our programs, not our programs, but archive programs, to our Patreon page. And we uploaded two very interesting ones at the end of the year called Window from Holland. Now, this was a radio series that ran on Radio Nederland way, way back in the 1950s. And what we are going to do is take a little listen to one of those programs right now that was originally broadcast December 29th, 1950.
We present our annual newsreel. Window on Holland. And again we open our window to show you what happened this year in and around the Netherlands.
...1950. Not a very exciting year for Holland. I mean exciting in the field of politics. No interior troubles, no Indonesian problem. Although there have been economic problems and other difficulties.
Still, there have been plenty of events which justify their inclusion in this annual roundup. Congresses, sports celebrations, music and ballet, emigration, reconstruction, ECA help, diplomatic relations, aviation, shipping, exhibitions, and of course the royal state visits of Queen Juliana and Prince Bernhard to Paris and London.
Yes, that was their welcome in Paris in May, when our royal couple paid their first official visit abroad since the Queen's investiture in 1948. What splendor, what enthusiasm was displayed by this friendly nation when the Queen and Prince drove through the cheering crowds through the Champs-Élysées to the presidential palace, where they stayed for 3 days.
A wreath was laid at the tomb of the unknown soldier under the Arc de Triomphe. A visit was paid to Versailles. There was a special gala party at the Grand Opera, where the Queen was splendidly saluted by the band of the Garde Républicaine.
After a reception at the Paris...
Window on Holland, from December 29th, 1950. This is a series that ran from 1949 until 1960. And we've actually uploaded the second one that they did, from 1950, and the very last edition, that was with Jerry Cowan, and an announcer whose name I can't think of, but his name, first name is Doug somebody. Anyway, you can find those at our Patreon page, and if you want more information about that, listen to this.
Is the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across...
Hello, I'm Keith Perron, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years, there are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows. The trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes. That's right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine when Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started...
I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station show, and for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that... He had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
And those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJRadio.
Paramaribo, 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 Paramaribo.
Roberto Delgado and his orchestra with Blue Tropical, a medley of well-known Latin American songs. And before that, Gunter Norris playing another very well-known Brazilian song called Brazilian Festival. That's what it's actually called on the LP. Yes, we're playing very happy music today because it is, well, the first show for 2018. And the weather is beautiful, so we're trying to play music that is light and gay and happy and everything else. So let's do it again. Now time for... actually, a very odd mixture because we had, well, some Latin American-type sounds. Now, something a little bit more Eastern European. Henry Schultz and his happy orchestra with Russian Melody. Schultz and his happy sound orchestra with a bit of a Russian melody. Anyway, we are out of time. Our email address, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. I am going to leave you because of the recording of this program. It's a Friday afternoon, absolutely stunning outside, and I want to go and enjoy the rest of the day because I'm working this evening at television and I'll be inside all night. So we're going to leave with, I guess you, Augusto Aguero and his orchestra with a really fun number called Great Expectations. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.